When does Stranger Things come out?
Oh, Jesus. Probably not till next summer. I had to guess.
Really?
Season 2 just came out.
Dude, Season 2 came out, like, around Halloween last
year. A year ago. Yeah.
Was it really? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Stranger Things, that like Netflix's Halloween show.
Got except the first year when it came out in the summer.
Wow.
Then maybe, I don't know, I would think next. I know they're filming it right now. Why does it feel like it was...
Maybe you was didn't out watch it until then.
No, I watched it relatively soon after it came out. I didn't binge through it, but I tried to savor it a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to savor my shows. I just finished Luke Cage Season 2.
I haven't even started Luke Cage Season 1.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I am not drunk. I don't know if I'm fighting a cold or if I have a cold or if I'm fighting the flu or something, but I'm just not... Something's not right. I'm not feeling right today. But the Saints are feeling right, finally. Sort of. Kinda. I mean, some people might not care how we did it. Others will, but the fact remains that the Saints are 1-1. After receiving a ton of help from the football gods and Zane Gonzalez. The defense stepped up while the offense stepped down, and Michael Thomas totally redeemed his first quarter fumble with a pair of touchdowns to help the Saints squeak past the winless Browns. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm a 0 for a second straight week. I am drinking a Kobach lemon ginger radler, but no number tonight.
Yeah,
I'm feeling a lot better than a week ago.
Well, that's good. Well, you didn't get as hammered as you did.
No.
All right, Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Relieved, Jeff. Relieved.
Oh, that's a new one. A little relieved, a little nervous about it. We'll find out more as we elaborate through the game recap.
Me, I'm the lonesome kicker. Extra points. Field goals at your service. One might think it comes with glory. You might think different after you listen to my story.
And yes, the Saints squeak past the Browns a little bit, kind of like LSU squeaks past Auburn with
Well, that win was a little more impressive, but
the Auburn LSU win.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Simply, yeah. You know, the better team lost in that one. Although I don't know. I mean, the Saints and the Browns. It was not the game that we thought it would be when we talked about this game in the springtime. But it was the game that we were scared it would be last week, as of last Monday.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I still can't believe that we only had 3 points through three quarters. I mean, I know the Browns did add some talent, and I think their defense might be legit, but still, especially after scoring 40 the week before, you don't expect to have 3 through 3. It was just very stunning, and just, you know, miscues.
Mm-hmm. Is it Greg Williams maybe a little bit a factor in that?
I mean, sure, but I want to say the last time or two that Peyton's gone up against a Greg Williams defense, he's the extra motivation, and he's just shredded him. So,
well, I think the Browns have more talent than we give them credit for. Greg Williams is an excellent defensive coordinator. Without him, we don't have our Super Bowl. The problem with the Browns, I mean, you look at it the last 2 weeks and even the last game of last year, they don't know how to win. And that is a thing. Last week against Pittsburgh, and they had 5 turnovers, okay? Steelers did. Browns were plus 5. And I heard this stat. Since since the Cleveland Browns came back into existence, okay, remember, everyone, they left for Baltimore, and they, the old Browns were the Ravens, okay? Cleveland went a couple years without a team. Since that team came back, teams with 5-plus turnovers, okay, are 132 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie. Cleveland accounts for 2 of the 4 losses in the tie. I mean, that is incredible. That is insane.
That's being on the wrong page of the history books.
That's why their fans are kicking field goals on Bourbon Street.
Right. They don't know how to win. They don't know how to win. I think it's always something, right? This, 2 missed field goals and 2 missed extra points. It's like, holy man. When we win for 2, okay, on our last touchdown, were y'all doing the math? Did y'all know why we went for 2?
Because, yeah. If they would have scored a touchdown, a field goal would tie it. In the lead somewhere, we wouldn't have to get the touchdown.
No, classic Jeff.
That is classic Jeff.
We went for the 2-point conversion because of what happened. Sean Payton knew this idiot was going to miss an extra point, and we'd be tied. If Sean Payton hadn't gone for 2, we'd have still been 1 back.
Yeah, because at that point, if we kick the extra point, a 5-point lead.
Right, 5 points.
Or a 4-point lead, if you don't get it, there's no difference there. You go for the 6 and still make them have to kick the extra point.
Right, still make it matter. And I'll be damned if they didn't miss the extra point.
Classic Browns.
Well, that doesn't negate the fact, though, that they outpaced us in yardage. 327 total yards compared to our 275. Now, what is that? Our defense, or is that the Browns' talent on offense? I mean, if you really looked at the stat board, they outplayed us, except for the last quarter. Right?
I mean, well, yeah, they were ahead all game. Yeah, we had 3 points through 3 quarters. The 2 turnovers on our end just totally killed drives. It got very frustrating to watch when we had 3rd down and you knew, okay, this is Greg Williams. He's going to blitz. Like, you know that he's going to blitz.
Right.
And it seemed like they weren't ready for it. Like, what do you mean? You know Greg Williams. He blitzes.
Right. And I want to say on 3rd down, 3 times they got a sack.
Yeah.
I know at least twice.
I mean, up there in the stands, we knew the blitz was coming. So that was very frustrating. Unger got whipped a few times in the game.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, boy, he looked bad.
Yes, he did.
And Unger is a good center. And that guy, number 65 for Cleveland, made him look bad a few plays. But we did keep Miles, Miles Garrett didn't really do anything crazy, so Armstead did a really good job on him. The defense did seem to play better. I mean, clearly we weren't magic this week, which apparently that might be real. But we got a couple sacks, got some pressures. Williams with a massive interception. Massive interception.
Yeah, that was perfectly timed, not just for the interception itself, but in the cadence of the game.
So at least there are some positive signs there, even though, man, what the fuck happened to Crawley? Why does he suck now? Why is Jason David now?
Oh, no, we suck again.
Right.
But look, okay, on that, look, it's happened too many times this year to disagree with you, but on that play that you're speaking of, the 60, I think it was 68 yards, just a straight streak down the middle, dude, that was a perfect pass. I mean, an inch more, and it's out of the wide receiver's hand.
Or he's you know? or he's out of bounds.
Or he's out of bounds. I mean, I tip my hat to Tyrod. I mean, Tyrod Taylor misses that ball 99 more times, okay? But, I am not sure why Crawley has turned into Jason. But where's the safety help?
I guess he was
over on the other side with Lattimore.
Over on the other side.
You know, people bitch about, bitched about Vaccaro, but hell. And I know he was more of a run stopper than cover safety. But do you think it's scheme or you think it's the player?
I mean, I've heard some people talk about that it's, in effect, the defensive line not getting pressure, that if there's the pressure, the quarterback's throwing a little sooner, Crawley doesn't have as much time to get burned.
True that. True.
And we've seen that on the Saints defenses, too, right? Where
pressure front seven, But look, the Dome Patrol made Torrey Cook look like he belonged in the NFL.
I mean, that's part of it. But I don't know. I think what I'm worried about, though, is, he does get burned. I mean, you run a speed route on him, and he can't keep up. He's not as fast as he needs to be.
That seemed apparent from the first two games.
Right. He's a short pass guy, which goes back to the D-line rushing the throw. If you let that receiver get behind Crawley, we're done.
All right. Look, last year, we had Devontae Harris, and you knew he was the problem. And as soon as we got him out of there, things kind of turned around. I mean, I don't feel the same way about Crawley, do y'all?
That he's the problem that we need to get
rid of? Yeah. Yeah.
Not to the level of Harris.
Right.
Last year, but two straight games is making you start to say,
what about Patrick Robinson? Has anybody been watching him this year?
Oh, man, he sits on that bench wonderfully. I mean,
he had three tackles.
You don't hear his name because he's doing his job.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because Crawley's taking all that attention.
Right.
the linebackers played better this week. Linebackers played better.
Yeah, they did. On the whole, the defense did play a lot better.
Yeah. Coach Klein made
He made a few plays.
I want to say he made a big one, but I cannot recall Fudge. But no, they did.
Well, he led the team in tackles.
So at least at the end of the day, you could say, okay, the defense improved. Now you can only, like Damon said last week, there's only one way to go, and that's up. But they did show improvement, so I tend not to be worried about the offense, although we are dead last in the NFL in rushing per game after 2 weeks.
So is that an effect?
Yeah.
It's definitely part of it. And, I feel Kamara's still good, but it's like we're not really committing to the run or we're not blocking. Well, I mean, I don't know. But clearly they do miss it.
Well, it's not just that, though. We also have only run the ball 36 times this whole year.
Well, think about it.
Right. I mean, compared to 84 passing plays.
Right.
So it's almost 2-1. I mean,
Right. No, and Sean Payton knows when it needs to be more balanced. And look, last week he can throw out because, we were playing catch-up.
We were playing catch-up this week, too?
You're down 3-6. That's not really playing catch-up.
Playing catch-up. I mean, a one-score game, but you're not playing catch-up.
Yeah. But weren't
moving up and down the field scoring every possession.
Yeah. I mean, now you look at run yards per play. I did do a little bit of math through both games. We are only getting 2.9 yards per carry. And what, Damon, what's the Ingram average? Isn't it 4 or 5?
It's 5, yeah. Yards.
So you're talking about 3 yards. We're losing 3 yards of carry just by Ingram not being there.
Right.
That's a difference.
Right, and last year Kamara's numbers were sick because he would break.
Yeah, 6 yards a carry.
Right. Yeah, it was insane. That's not going to happen, But we definitely miss Ingram. Mickey Loomis needs to sign him before he comes back from his suspension and get an extension done.
Were you surprised at how many carries Gillisley got?
That he got more than one, surprisingly.
He got eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
For 18. Carries. Wow.
I mean, I figured after last week we'd be done and we'd either give it to Williams or even Scott, but...
Well, Scott's still on the practice squad. How are you going to give it to him?
Oh, we didn't. I thought we called him up. We didn't call him up.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The Gillisley's the only guy that, yeah, we could give the ball to.
Ugh.
Besides that, Williams.
Williams, you can give it to Williams. Yeah, one carry, negative one.
Right. So, and I mean, either way, he paid his dues for the fumble. I mean, shit, Michael Thomas fumbled on the first drive, reaching for a first down that he'd already gotten.
Yeah, then he also did come back and get two touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, I said he redeemed himself in the end.
Right. Well, Sean Payton said today on his coaching show, he was talking, you know, and he had the numbers in front of him. He said, look, he goes, last year, there were 87 fumbled by receivers, and he was breaking it down, you know, how many came out with their defender chasing the receiver and punching it out, and how many, you know, heads and hitting the ball, helmets hitting the ball, and how many came out with the receiver trying to stretch. So obviously that's something he's preaching right now, as well as he need, you know, should be. Mm-hmm. And if I'm thinking correctly, both of Thomas's fumbles were him trying to get more yards, fighting for extra yards.
Yeah, they were.
Right. They, you know, wasn't. Obviously, you know, I saw a guy come up behind him, and that's just something he needs to. Hey, man, secure the ball. So I'm not worried about it. I don't think I don't think that's a problem that we'll see every game. I hope.
Yeah.
You know, a fumble a game would be pretty bad.
Right, because now we're minus three in the differential, turnover differential in the year. We need to fix that.
Jeez.
Yeah, not good. So thankful to be 1-1 at this point.
There you go. All right, I'm going to move us in because you know this is just going to be an extension of the game, but we do have a lot of look at him tweets. All right, Giovanni Turner said, is it too early to upgrade Tampa Bay from a bad team to a Midland team, thus making the season opener no longer a bad loss? Maybe we actually lost to a good team.
They did beat the defending Super Bowl champs.
I said last week that I almost kind of hope Tampa Bay does have a winning record so that it takes away the sting of the loss.
I guess, but man, so like if they're actually a decent team, that just makes this division even freaking tougher. Here we thought Tampa was going to be the cakewalk.
There is no cakewalks in today's modern NFL.
I don't know. Have you seen the AFC East?
Except for that.
Although Miami is 2-0, but
somebody has to be.
I mean, yeah, there are some bad divisions out there still. Unfortunately, we are not. And
not our divisions, but games. You know, I mean teams.
We'll see.
All right, Giovanni Turner also says, also, he had one more right after that. Do you think the quarterback controversy our slow start defense has helped to create is going to end up helping us in the rematch as Jameson looks over his shoulder the whole game thinking, why Ryan got his helmet on?
Well, Jameis ain't coming back. If they keep it, he's not coming.
He's not playing. No, he's not starting. Yeah, he's on the bench.
Right.
How can you? I mean, Fitzpatrick threw for another four touchdowns this week. You can't take him out.
It's still a funny tweet. All right, let's see. Ryan Cummings, fail cons, hate week. But I'm not looking forward to this week if we play that bad. I can't think of one positive from the game. What positive do you guys take from that game? Talking about the Browns game.
We got three sacks.
We won.
We won.
Three sacks, that's good. Goals. That's right. We did, didn't we?
To touch on what I said earlier about the difference between the Browns, there's a lot of differences, but the Browns don't know how to win. A Sean Payton team does know how to win in the crucial moments, in that we rarely hit the bed.
We do, but we've also a game like yesterday. There's a lot of times where a game like that's happened and they have lost, and when we weren't able to pull victory from the jaws of defeat like we did yesterday. Now that's because we weren't playing the Browns. We don't know how, but there's been games like that we've lost before.
He's lost games or not. We've been 7-9 3 years in a row.
But there's been close, crappy games where some other team has actually made the field goal at the end to beat us.
Yeah.
How's this for a good thing from the game? Taysom Hill had a nice kick return.
Yeah.
7 yards.
Why don't we, you talk about Gillisley and being the, why don't we just line Taysom Hill at tailback? And let him just run the ball. Imagine him and Breeze in the backfield in a split, and you don't know who they're going to snap the ball to. There's so many options that opens up.
I mean, I know whenever they do a Wildcat package, he comes in.
See?
But, I mean, we have one of the greatest passers in the history of the NFL. I don't want to run a lot of Wildcat.
No. Sorry. But it'd be nice to have him back there as a running back. He's better than Gillisley. It's got to be. Bring that next week to the Falcons.
I mean, Drew Brees is sick. He's 65 for 80. He has an 81% completion rate, 682 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions.
And that's after missing a couple of easier passes. The long one that he underthrew, and then the wide-open one to Watson. Like, I still don't know how he didn't
hit that. And then the one to Carr, Austin Carr.
See, I thought he got held before cutting in. When I saw it,
nothing
was called, but I thought he kind of got hooked, and that's why.
He was a little late, you know.
But maybe not.
But Breeze is insane. We're going to miss that motherfucker when he's gone.
All right. They said positives, not negatives. All right. Who that nutsack said, did the defense really look better, or is it just because Tyrod is just shit? Also, am I the only one who cheered like we just won the Super Bowl when they missed that kick? So glad we didn't lose that 131-1 team. I mean, how much of it was the fact that it's Tyrod Taylor and the Browns that made the defense?
He's not awful.
Slightly better.
They're somewhat okay.
No, it helped that we played a Cleveland team. No doubt. Definitely helped the defense.
They actually had more passing yards than we did.
Well, we had more points than they did. That's, and that's actually what you keep score.
Well, you're the one who's reading stats earlier, too. Let's see. Christian Mino, I'll be at Sunday's game against the Falcons. I'll be behind the Saints bench, and I've never been more excited and nervous at the same time. Do you think we played the way we did this week so the Falcons don't have much to go on? You think that's what it was? We just didn't want to show the Falcons anything?
I know the Saints are going to be fired up for next week. God, it's going to be a big game. He's going to get to enjoy the Megatron's asshole. At least they'll have cheap beers. I still chat my ass that beers now are $10 in the dome, and they're not going the other way like the Falcons.
All right. Team Anderson tweets. First time, I think we've got a tweet from Team Anderson 3. It was awesome to see Marcus Williams get a pick to really throw the momentum in our direction at that point of the game. I have faith the turnover battle will go in our favor going forward. Who dat?
I hope. I mean, they did seem to play better. They even ran it. You know, Kamara had some pretty decent runs towards the end of the game, so maybe that is a positive sign going forward.
Well, look, we've been preaching it for the last month. Sean Payton teams to start slow. We will get better at, look, a year ago, if you've been a fan that long, 365 days, a year ago, we had just came off of a loss to a Minnesota team, you know, up in Minneapolis. And a beat down by the Patriots. I mean, a ass whooping.
And so we're already doing better than last year, 1-1.
Right. And we were going to a division rival in week 3, the Panthers, that started our, you know, 8-game win streak. And I'm not expecting an 8-game win streak, but we will get better every fucking week. That's just what happened with the Sean Payton team. If you look throughout his tenure.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when Ingram comes back, we're really going to get
better. And right. Then we're getting an extra piece back. And, look, I think realistically, you know, we've all heard it before. You break the season into quarters, you know, 4-4, 4-4. And you, if you're 3-1 in every quarter, man, that makes you 12-4. That gives you a very good chance of winning your division and being number one. So the Giants are not as good as – I don't know why. I mean, I was kind of worried about the Giants.
The Giants are terrible.
Right. So Atlanta, we know Atlanta. Same coordinator as last year. You know, we know them. The coach is going to get the team up for it.
Yeah, we're still in a good spot.
Right. We're in a very good spot. This week is huge. But it's not a must
huge.
Win. It's not a must win. You know, the season's not over if we don't win.
But fuck the Falcons.
Right.
All right. So we save all that for the later segment. Dalton Belgard says, so let's say someone shuts down Michael Thomas. Who steps up?
Yeah.
Here's a good question.
That's a dicey proposition. Although nobody's been able to stop Michael Thomas yet. I mean, that's 28 catches through two games. That's just insane.
It's an NFL record.
Yep.
But, I mean, right, I mean, Kamara has 6 catches. Ginn has 4. I mean, Ginn's played pretty well. I mean, but Tre'Quan Smith only 1 catch. Meredith didn't play again. I know they're pretty slow, but, like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, I'm glad we're paying him as much as we are.
Right.
To not play because he can't learn the fucking playbook. I don't know if that's the real reason I heard that, though. There's less injury and more playbook, but who knows with this coaching staff.
Right. He knows. Right, he knows
you know, if a team decides to double Thomas, look, we know Drew Brees is more than capable of spreading the ball around.
Yeah.
So, and...
But the reason these other receivers don't have as many catches is because he's gobbling them up. But, right, if your point, Damon, is that's what I was thinking, is if he's not getting them, somebody else is. So their right. numbers go up if his goes down. They all it's right. just, it's not one player. It's all players. Kamara, because it's pretty much the offense.
Right.
Kamara, Thomas, and Brees.
Kamara and... Thomas account for 66% of the offense.
And that's only because Ingram's not here. And if Ingram was here, it would be
right.
52.
Right.
then that foursome would be 80% of the offense.
Right. Of course it is.
And most defenses don't have enough talent to cover all four of those elements.
Nope.
That's how it works.
And, I mean, I do think, like, Smith being a rookie... You know, he's going to get better throughout the season, so he'll slowly start contributing more here and there.
Do you think? So he had the 1 catch for
18,
right? Not, well, I mean, good, fine. Why isn't he? I mean, is it just that Brees looks? I mean, Thomas is your first look, and he's always open, so he doesn't have to check down. I mean, what's the deal with Tre'Quan Smith?
I asked Drew. Well, you know, maybe he just doesn't have the faith in him quite yet.
I can't imagine that. The kid was like...
I mean...
He's just not... Either not needed or not being called on yet. But and maybe they're putting him in the back pocket. Maybe he's going to blow up this week in Atlanta. Maybe that's what they're doing. Everybody, they're going to make... They've been making sure that Atlanta's going to cover Michael Thomas, and then they're going to just unleash Tre'Quan all over the toilet. The metal asshole.
Yeah, right. Works for me.
I'm getting a little too far ahead in the show.
Yeah, you are. Uh-huh.
All right. It's Falcons hate week. I mean, it's, you know.
Look. The second half.
Deep into every segment. All right, and then our last tweet comes from @Sanctuary. And it is Falcons related. It says, do Matt Ryan's pants stay shitty, or does he wait till game time to do that?
I would say he waits till game time to do that because when he gets in and he realizes what's ahead, he's like, oh, shit. And then he shits.
and then, oh, shit.
Right. When he realizes what kind of shit he's about to get in.
He's going to shit when he realizes it's shit.
He called the shit poop.
All right. With that, we'll take us in. Speaking of shitty games of the week, let's get into Pick'ems.
It's time. Your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game you never, ever win.
Are you giving a win to the Thursday night game, the Baltimore-Cincinnati game, to everyone?
Whoever didn't get it in if they didn't get it in time, yeah, they get a free
well,
win.
Well, I didn't track it when everybody said it.
But, of course, like I listened to the show on Friday, and as I hear the pick'ems, I'm like, oh, shit, that game was last night.
Shit.
So, well, that's what happens when you're hungover and you have no electricity and you're all discombobulated. I tried to find a good game, and luckily I was the only one out of three of us to pick Cincinnati.
I was going to say, I think we need to throw that game out.
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, you said it on Twitter, Jason, that everybody gets a win that week because you did a Thursday
except
everybody
except
said
No. Everybody gets to win. Everybody gets to win. Nobody gets to win.
We're held to a higher standard than the listeners.
Oh, you're going to give them all a win and not
no,
us?
No. Yeah. No.
I get the win because I made the right pick.
Well, that's not your problem. But you fucked
it's
up.
My game.
You fucked up. You should actually get a loss for your fuck up.
No, I'm going to reward myself because I went 5-0 last week.
Well, I guess.
Jeff went 4-1. Damon went 3-2. Damon lost New England. Both of us had Jacksonville. That was the only difference there. So I'm at 7-3, and you two are at 6-4. So we're all above 500, maybe for the first time ever. You should take a picture.
I'll allow it. All right, and then we had quite a few people who played last week, but did not play this week. I was afraid that was going to happen. Everybody get all excited for week one.
Must have been all those British Pick'ems people from the crossover.
I was wondering. I think most of them actually tweeted their picks in.
Oh. Well, not the hosts. Right, random.
Not the birds.
That's fine. Maybe people will hop back on next week. Or maybe they were so put off by the fact that I picked a Thursday night game, they just said, fuck you.
So in the larger league, now, so interesting you say about the UK Saints podcast. James made his picks last week because of the show, and he didn't tweet his picks in, so he's technically still undefeated. He's 5-0. So he has a perfect record, right? Saints fan
so
UK and Desi. But all 5-0. Now, Desi's a new player in week two. His first, he missed week one. And that's actually, Triple D Kennels, Triple D Fishing. That's his son. He created a Twitter account to play Pick'ems with us. So we'll let him sit at the top spot.
Sit at the big boy table.
For a week, that's right. for all we know, he's like 30. I mean, we don't know how old he is. All right, but for the people who've played both weeks now. Life of Ty is 9-1. Who Dat Fish 9-1. B Bradley Nola 8-2 with Dave Brink and Davis Douglas 4-1. There's another fiver. So at that point, it kind of drops to kind of a little mix. We got some 5-game, 10-game people as we go through. Remember, folks. I mean, you know, we give everybody a little bye week here or there, but eventually, if you start to miss too many games and you start to throw off the you can't be undefeated in week 8 because you played 1 week and went 5-0. You know what I mean? So there you go.
Good.
Don't forget to tweet your picks in each week.
All right, into this week's slate of games, which is not as good as last week's. You know, last week we had a lot of good games. This week, not so much. So we'll start with the 2-0 Cincinnati Bengals coming off a win against Baltimore last week on Thursday night. Travel to Carolina to play a Panthers team coming off a loss to Atlanta last week. Carolina dealing with a lot of injuries. I believe they've lost multiple offensive linemen. They're still saddled with Cam Newton at quarterback. This game is in Carolina. I don't know what kind of storm aftermath they're going to have. What kind
None.
Of attitude.
It just rained.
Yeah.
So, and the Panthers are favored by 3.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at this line.
Goodness gracious.
The Panthers are giving away 3 points at home to the Cincinnati Bengals.
So
that's your standard line.
A home team automatically gets 3 points, you know?
Oh, well, that's it. So they think these teams are pretty even. They're, Vegas still isn't a believer in Cincinnati, but I am. I think the Bengals are winning this division. Give me the Bengals.
I tend to agree with you, Jason, that the Bengals can win on the road, especially when they're spotted 3 points.
I just don't like the Panthers.
that helps.
So, so who are you taking?
The Bengals?
Yeah, I'll take the Bengals.
All right. Our next game is a game of the bright lights of Los Angeles. The L.A. Chargers, coming off an easy win against Buffalo last week, travel across the city to play a Rams team who is now 2-0, looking every bit the Super Bowl contender they were coming in the offseason after all their additions. This is an interesting line here. The Rams should be favored, but the Rams are favored by 7.
They play in their own stadiums over there in L.A., right?
The Chargers play in like a 30,000-seat stadium. The Rams play in the Coliseum while they build their $2 billion behemoth.
7's a lots of perks. I'm going to take the Chargers.
This one is interesting. Chargers. Who did they lose to in week one?
Kansas City,
who's the fucking...
Looks pretty good.
Slobber.
Don't get 6 weeks from now, Kansas City will be
well.
Undefeated.
I'm not
12 weeks from now.
I'm picking right now, and then so the Chargers, they manhandled Buffalo, so that as anyone would, and then the Rams,
barely an inconvenience.
I'm gonna take the Rams. The Rams are just, I don't know. Damn, 7 points.
Give me the Charger. I'll take the Chargers covering the 7.
Yeah, this is my risk reward game.
All right, our next game, the Denver Broncos, coming off a late win against Oakland, traveled to Baltimore to play the Ravens, who were coming off that loss to Cincinnati last week. Made it close a little towards the end of the game, but, I mean, they were out of it pretty early. This game's in Baltimore, and the Ravens are favored by 5.
Oh, fuck. Really?
I guess they're not believers in Denver. I mean, Grant and Oakland stink, so how much is that win really worth?
I mean, Brock Osweiler.
No, it's Case Keenum.
Oh, it's Keenum, that's right. Right. They got rid of their number one draft pick a couple years ago.
Yeah, Paxton Lynch.
Just bye.
I'll go first.
Baltimore on this one.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, take the Ravens. Well, I think it was Jeff Turner to go first.
Yeah.
It probably was. I just was tired of waiting.
Yeah, I had to do my net point differentials and studying the Baltimore offensive defense. I believe that they will cover.
I believe they will not. Give me the Broncos.
The week that will bring separation of the to the largest degrees.
Fuck, I hate to go with Jeff. I mean, they're two shitty teams. I mean, they really are. I mean, they barely beat the Raiders.
I don't know that these teams are shitty.
I'm going to go to the Ravens.
Okay, yeah. They might be Midland. They're not shitty.
Let the hate run through you.
All right, our next game. This is going to be get a lot of eyeballs, a lot of attention, I think. San Francisco 49ers coming off a win last week against Detroit. Travel to Kansas City to play the Pat Mahomes.
Wow. Let me guess the spread on this one.
The darling of the 9. NFL. This is the first home game of Kansas City this year. Their first two games were on the road.
Oh.
Ooh. So the crowd will be jacked up. I don't know how many San Francisco shirts their fans.
Got to be 9 points.
That's what I'm thinking. 8.5.
It's actually only 6.
Oh, really? Then I'm taking Kansas City.
Kansas City. Here I come.
Come on, Jason. You know you want to do the Kansas City three-way.
This is the third straight week that we've had a Kansas City three-way.
Boy, you go visit a stadium and suddenly you pick them and pick them.
Every week.
They beat us. They beat our own team in front of our own eyes in their own stadium. They've earned our respect.
All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go.
Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
You like that shitty game song last week?
Yeah, it's alright. It's a little different. I wonder how the fans think about it.
Thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
So there were several candidates this week, but I'm going with two 0-2 teams. The 0-2 New York Giants, who looked absolutely awful against a not good Cowboys team. Travel to Houston to play an 0-2 Texas team who lost to a Titans team who was playing Blaine Gabbert at quarterback.
The fuck?
I don't know what the hell's wrong with Houston. They were a sexy pick to win that division.
They was.
Watson struggling a little bit coming back.
Yep.
I don't think you just answered that question.
Yeah. I wasn't sold on him last year being the...
So this game's in Houston, and the Texans are favored by 6.
Wow, they...
Damn.
That's how bad the Giants are.
I was going to say. All right, let's take a look at this. Houston. Giants. Boy, these are both shitty teams. Both defenses are letting up over 20 points a game. Houston's offense scoring a little bit more per game than the Giants. About 6 more. That's where that spread's coming from. Damn it. I'm going to flip a coin, y'all. It's at Houston, though, huh?
It is.
Shit.
I made my decision.
Okay.
Well, I've already gone twice. I want y'all to set the bar.
I'll go Houston.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to, Houston. Texas. The Giants are terrible, man.
They are really bad.
Eli.
Eli's done.
Uh-huh.
Eli's done.
Is it the line or is it Eli?
It's everything. Both. It's both.
Yeah, both. Yeah. They're traveling halfway across the country. Texans at home.
I'm going Houston because Houston, even though they're
0-2, because we did it as a safe pick.
Well, that's part of it too. That's the third bullet point. But the other bullet points was when the Giants lose, they lose by a wide margin. When Houston loses, they lose by a narrower margin.
Okay.
So Houston's, you know, they're
all right. So we got.
They're gonna cover.
All right.
So there you go.
There's your picks. Don't forget, everybody, tweet them in. When I like it, that means I've recorded it. As long as you've gotten it in before the game start, even if I haven't liked it, it'll still count. But it never hurts to retweet us and tell me to get off my ass and record your picks. All right, that's going to bring us into the highly anticipated hashtag fuck the Falcons, hashtag Falcons hate week, hashtag Saints preview.
Hey, kids, it's time to use the F word. Fuck living, fuck dying, fuck laughing, fuck crying, fuck this song, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends, fuck following trends, fuck this song, can't wait till it ends. Fuck everything, but fuck you the most, fuck everyone, but fuck you the most, with a big rusty pole or a splittery post, yeah, fuck you the most, fuck you. Fuck,
so I
fuck
hear...
the Falcons.
I mean, you can say it all the time. This time, there's a game relating. Twice a year. Now, this is the first time we're playing the Falcons this early in a while, right?
Probably.
Seems like it.
I mean, the opening game of the 2013 season where we beat them in the Dome, that was early. But it seems like, yeah, recently we haven't been playing them until later than the season. Kind of what we're doing with Carolina this year. We don't play them until weeks 15 and 17.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you where the NFL thought. Who's going to be competing for the division.
Right.
But it might be...
maybe Tampa.
It might be Tampa, right. That's what I'm thinking. No, old Fitzmagic will fall off the track. But anyway, to get back to the crappy Falcons. Look, Falcons have some injuries. I think we might have touched on them last week. Devontae Freeman won't be there.
Deion Jones not playing.
Deion Jones, old LSU boy, he's gone.
And Keanu Neal starting safety out. Yeah,
that's it.
And I think they lost. I think they lost a lot. Maybe they lose like a defensive lineman or something. I felt like there was one of the linemen on one side, but maybe not. Maybe I'm
and yet they won this week, though.
They did. Old shit pants actually rushed for 2 touchdowns.
Yes, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like John Elway on that one where he kind of went up in the air.
And that was the extra squirt that he got.
What are you saying?
Oh, my God. What did you eat? It smells like baby food.
All right. We're relaxed. That one probably squirted out a little bit into the pants, but We'll just continue with the floating. Yeah, that was definitely a squirt.
The last three times that these two teams have met, the Falcons have actually won two of them. And we won the last time. But, of course, last year we split with them.
Yeah, and we lost that bullshit game on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
All that nonsense. So, yeah, we do have them at an advantage. I think their offense, I know they had a good game this week, but considering what we saw in week one, it's the same old red zone problems that they've had. I mean, Julio Jones hadn't done much at all this year. I think we're going to be incredibly motivated to go in there and fucking whip their ass.
Well, we can be as motivated as we want to be, but what I've seen the last 2 weeks, our offense better get off his tail, because I believe, you know, Atlanta can move the ball in the air. They can. And we can, you know, we haven't been good at covering fucking passes the last two games. So I see, you know, them going, go long, go deep, go off.
Oof. Ken Crawley needs to not suck.
The Saints need to find a running game. We have got, I mean, now you're, the first two games were at home, that's okay. You've got to be able to run the ball in another stadium, or else it's going to be a really hard game. You're just going to keep stopping the clock and they can give them the tough possession.
That's why the Saints were so good last year, because they were able to do that.
All right, the good thing, and it's a double-edged sword, obviously these two teams know each other very well. So, I believe it's going to just come down to execution. And again, can't we do, you know, son of a bitch, give fucking Ken Crawley some help. Fuck.
I mean, you remember earlier in the game I said about the Saints rushing, what did I say, 2 point some odd
yeah,
yards
2.5, per carry. Yeah, right.
The Falcons are averaging 4.9 per carry.
And, I mean, I know you said Freeman's out, but, I mean, Coleman's not bad.
No.
Tevin Coleman rushed for 100 yards against Carolina last week.
With a pretty nice defense and defensive line.
Yeah.
Now, we are, apparently, it was on Twitter that veteran defensive tackle Jay Brolemy is flying to New Orleans tonight.
Jay Brolemy is on the sign.
Huh?
Okay, so who are we cutting this week? One of the offensive linemen?
I don't know. Who knows? That's who they're saying, that he's flying here.
Okay. Beefing up the line.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping the run. Force Noodle Arm Shit Pants to try to beat us.
Now, the one good thing, I'm going to stay on my run tangent here. The Saints, even though we've only allowed 3.4 yards per rush, where the Falcons have allowed 5.2 yards per rush. So if there is a game that we're going to find a running game, they actually don't have an impressive run defense. That could help us, right? I mean, I'm trying to look for potential shining spots or opportunities.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a question of we're going to have to commit to it. You know, and don't get down early to where we have to abandon it.
Right.
I mean, that's what's killed them the first 2 weeks, too. Mm-hmm. You know, can't get down early. Don't turn the ball fucking over. Don't do that. Hold on to the fucking ball.
Michael Thomas.
And finish drives and score points early and get up. Force them to panic a little bit.
Well, is this a noon game or is it a 3 o'clock game?
As far as I know, it's noon.
Because I know we have a majority of our games are not at noon this year.
But I think a lot of those are home games.
Right.
Yeah, this is noon. The Giants game next week on the road is actually 3:25. Oh, and then add Ravens at 3. Yeah, man, you're even the road game, yeah. But no, this one's at noon.
Yeah, no, out of the 16 games, right, you know, a majority of them are not at noon.
I love my noon games.
Yeah, but it's the Falcons. And I was listening to Zach Streif tonight, and he was telling Hebert, you know, he was saying, look, the players definitely feel the electricity for this game, you know, because of the rivalry. And he would know, obviously. So if not like that, the players don't get up for it and know what's at stake, you know. I guess nothing's at stake, but...
Do you see... the Saints pulling out some pretty creative play calling all of a sudden?
I mean, no more than normal on offense. I hope the defense gets more creative.
So if the defense plays.
Right, like tackle, you know. Stay in front of the man with the ball. I like that.
Yeah.
Don't let receivers get behind you. It's, like I said, how do y'all feel? I mean, besides being nervous for this game, because it is Atlanta.
I think the two teams.
You feel confident?
Pretty. I think this is, these two, the Falcons modeled themselves after Sean Payton's Saints. You remember 2006 to 2009, and then the Falcons pretty much tried, copied the formula. So you are looking at the Saints playing kind of like an attempted mirror image of themselves. So it's a offense. It's going to be a heavyweight punching match. I mean, it's going to be we score, they score. We don't, they don't. It's going to be one of those back and forth. That's my prediction. You remember a couple years ago, it was that, and then we ended up on the better side of it. Maybe a couple years ago. This is probably more like 8 years ago, I guess. And it was just one of those games where it was back, forth. What we did, they did. We did, they, and it came down to whoever was the last team with the ball.
Which right.
Fortunately,
right.
was us. And the several Falcons games of the last 10 years have been that way.
Well, no, right. There was something that, right. Right. Most of our games are within 3 points of one another. Even when, you know, even in our glory days, mm-hmm. during our Super Bowl run and all that. I mean, you know, the games were still within three points of one another. And I don't know, maybe that's a division thing. You know, maybe that's all around the league or whatnot. But it's going to be a close game. It's going to be scary, you know. I'd much rather blow them out 49 to nothing, but that's just not going to be.
I mean, I'm strangely confident. Like, I know they're going to be able to move the ball in the middle of the field, and that's going to happen, and it's going to get frustrating. But I'm not afraid of them in the red zone. They're just going to fit to me. They're going to fail to put it in.
Well,
they're going to get three where they should get seven. And and with the injuries they've got on defense, I think we're going to be able to move the ball at will. It's a question of can we not turn the ball over? You know, we don't turn the ball over. We're going to score points. We're going to go up. And then Shitpants is going to make mistakes.
God, we need to get some pressure on him.
And he does get rid of the ball quickly, you know.
Red zone defense. That's it right there. Defensive line, red zone defense. Now
I think they were 4-for-4 last week.
Okay.
In red zone.
The Saints or the Falcons?
No, probably no, Falcons.
Atlanta. Yeah, the Falcons.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
it's still Sarkisian making the calls. I'm confident that
the Saints have allowed 3 of 5 red zones possessions turn into touchdowns. So they're
That's because most touchdowns come from our red zone. Most touchdowns are 60 plus yards, right? They don't even, so those don't count. Right, those they don't count in the red zone because they're never in the red zone.
but the times that they are in the red zone, we only allow 60% of them.
Good.
I mean, Jason, your point, I mean, the point you're making right there, it is going to be a very, like, annoying game then, because we're going to watch them walk down the field, and hopefully we're going to stop them. We're going to be a bend and break, and then we're going to have to just counter that with an actual touchdown. Shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to score a lot of points. We're going to have to score 30 points at least. I don't think it's going to be a, you know, 24-17 game or anything like that.
We'll see what happens. All right, I think that might be our time, unless anybody's got something last, final thought to say.
Fuck the Falcons.
All right. I think that's a good one to end on. That's all the show we have for you right now, Fuck the Falcons. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for fucking the Falcons and telling their friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can fuck the Falcons and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. Don't forget to say hi to at Fuck the Falcons. And if you don't listen to us on your Fuck the Falcons podcast app, there's the Fuck the Falcons way of listening to our Fuck the Falcons podcast, Dome Patrol podcast.
Dad, fuck the Falcons.
Say bye-bye, fuck the Falcons.
Bye-bye, fuck the Falcons, donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
And fuck the Falcons. Jeez.